Colm Cavanagh, another Ulster title, and you had to work hard for that one in the first half, but really threw off the shackles and destroyed them with your attacking sparkle in the second.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, we missed. We knew it was going to be nip and tuck. The first half's always going to be nip and tuck in most games, and look, we were very wasteful the first half. Down had a chance at the end of the first half, could have scored a goal, would have changed the outlook of the game. Look, we get in half time and compose ourselves. And you know, got the scores early on in the second half. A few men come on and made a real difference there, and I suppose that's what it's all about. And them scores really give us a platform to see us over the line at the end there.
Yeah, that crucial spell at the start of the second half, as you say, 7 points without reply, and really Down never recovered from that.
No, absolutely. It's always going to be difficult. You know, we had a lot of chances. In the first half, and we didn't take them. We were very wasteful. In our shot selection and our game management. Second half. We knew we had to address that in the start of the second half, and we did. Look, you know, we took the right options when they were on, and we were able to get the scores. But you know, at the end of the day, if we were to do that in all Ireland quarters or all Ireland semi-finals in the first half, you know, that's not going to stand as well.
We've known for a long time what a lethal finisher Ronan O'Neill is, and he came off the bench and scored two brilliant goals.
Fantastic finisher. One thing about Ronan O'Neill is that he knows where the posts are. Deadly in front of goal, and them goals were they're pivotal in a game like this. Where people that old saying goals win games, and when we got them goals, it was going to be very, very difficult for Down to come back. So you know, Ronan, among a few, really put their names in the hat to be able to start for the next day.
And you are where you want to be in the middle of July. You're in an All-Ireland quarter-final, and you know, you get the preparation done. You've time to prepare, and in a week or so, you'll see who you're playing, and everything will slot into place.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we were very disappointed last year. Against Mayo, we went out of the quarter-final stage, and we did say after that that we wanted to be back in another All-Ireland quarter-final to give it another rattle. So, look, delighted to be there, and delighted to be back in All-Ireland quarter-final. We have a lot of work to do, like any team, but we'll enjoy this, and we have a lot of work to do in the training ground over the next number of weeks.
David, your first Ulster final, what an experience for you to come home with the Anglo-Celt Cup.
Yep, it's definitely a great feeling. It's an unbelievable feeling. I never really thought that I'd get the chance. From last year, I wasn't really making the team and stuff, and I just always visualised 10 to get on the team, and hopefully this year I did get on.
You're a young man, I think, only 20 years of age. Mickey Hart, 19, just 19. Mickey Hart normally lets his players mature a little bit more before he lets them on to the senior team, but he's given you your chance and you've taken it.
I have to thank Mickey as well. He's believed me to start me, and it's a good feeling now.
First half, I suppose, it was a wee bit tentative, and you withdrew into defence. Didn't suit your natural game, but really in the second half, you let it go, and the score started to flow.
It's tough when you have to defend stuff and take it far as well. But look, that's the game plan Mickey wants me to do, and I'll do it. But it's great now. It's great.
And you were in the senior team, I think, in the senior squad before you made the under 21 squad. How did that come about?
I was as well, but you just had to work between the both, and thank God it's got it worked out and it's going well.
And this squad, I've got a great bunch of players, and they play as a family rather than a team. They must be great players to work with and to play with.
Yep, as you see there, every man comes on, scores a point. You've seen Ronan O'Neill come on there and score two goals. It's great. Everybody's a great bond in the team, and that's what you need.
And you're playing along with the likes of Sean Cavan, who maybe, he's been playing since you were only 3 or 4 years of age. So what's it like to play with a man like that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I remember the first time he came in the change room, and you've seen all in there, they're taking the tops off, and they're all slim. They're massive. But it's unbelievable. I was watching Sean when I was young cub, and I always looked up to him, and playing with him is unbelievable feeling.